say Roivra on this pasuk. Yosef Shevet Mi Yehuda Mechayiv Mipen Nagla Vaki Yovah Shila Lo Yikasam, because the Roivra on that din that the Malchus belongs to Yehuda, to Shevet Yehuda. They were Kohanim. They were not from Shevet Yehuda. So it was Nichras Zaram, complete Koris. Not a person left in the world who claimed to be a descendant of the Hashemelayim. Vahu pisha hoya bezera shimon oynish mina bezera shimon oynish mina tzdukim because there are matis yo hashemelo yatzadik lo avru elo bavu zera shemochu v'lo hiu bezera yehudim veish tovi. Says in Echanami, later on there were tzdukim that belonged to the same mishpocha, and we'll see later on what the problem of the tzdukim. But Matisyo and Hashmanoi, his direct descendants, Lo Avru Elabavu Zer Shamochu, Vlahoy Mizer Yehudi, says the only affair they had was that they took the Malchus, permanently grabbed the Malchus. They weren't from Beis Dovi, Beisiru Hashavit Hamachoikik Ligamri, the Ramban, because they completely removed the Malchus from Yehuda, Vahoya Onsham Mido Keneged Mido, since they completely removed the Malchus from Yehuda, which was the Nisa Daraisa, so Mida Keneged Mida, they were completely removed from the world. Shehim Shilakodesh Bohu Aleihem Esavdeim Vemichrisim. What was that way they disappeared in the end? That their own avodim, their own slaves, revolted against them, Beis Chashmonoi, Herod, you know, Hordas, and destroyed them, killed them all. Killed every single one of them.
Yaakov is saying,
I could be more.
Yaakov is saying it to what
that's what we learned. That the deen is learned from there. That the Malchus space always has to be from Shevet Yehuda. It could have a temporary thing, as the Ramban says in Legamre, that if the Hasara is Legamre, that's the Aveir. But if it's Leshah, if it's only a temporary thing, then they're not over on if it's Baskom of all of Klal Yisrael. There are other examples of that. Yerovam was Nimnal Pinovi, and Yanai, the Reb Tzadik points out Yanai Amelech. So Yanai Amelech, who was the last of the Hashmonoim, so Shaul and his Yichus there. But the Gemara points out that Yanai said to Hachmei Yisrael, he wanted to be, he wore the tzitz, right? He put on the tzitz. Yana came in one day with the tzitz of the Kohen Gadol on his head. So they told him, the Chachamim were upset. They said, "This is Dai Locho, this is enough. You have the Malchus, Hanech, Kesem Malchus, Le'Aron Ubonav. Leave the Malchus to Aaron and his descendants," because he was a Suffolk on his Yichus, whether he was really a Kohen. So the Rav Tzadok Zalman died from this. He said that the Chachamim, why weren't the Chachamim Moichad that he was a Melech? He wasn't from Shevet Yehuda, that's for sure. Why would they make it a melech? Because you could have, even the Rambanals, you could have a situation in Klal Yisrael where there's a melech for a temporary amount of time. How much that period of time is not clear. But not legamri. Lehosir is 200 years is not temporary, right? As lechol adei, 200 years is a long time. Ad kedikach shenichru zara min oilam. It's a shver Ramban. The truth is a very shver Ramban to understand. And Ramban is meramis to it, that maybe you'll think it's because of the chet of the tzdukim, that later on they became tzdukim. Says the Ramban, it was this chet alone. That's the mashmos of the Ramban. So, b'chlal, the whole musig of lo yosef shevet mi Yehuda v'umchoikik mibein naglov. So it brings a Zohar Kodesh. I didn't have time to look it up. The Zohar Kodesh says, "What's the pshat? Lo Yosef Shevet Mehuv Mechayik Ben Naglov." It says Milchomas and Nitzochen, battle. That my battles is now your responsibility. That the Koyach to to wage war, and the responsibility to wage war was given over to Yehuda. Rabbi Shem says, until now. Oma Malka Mekanu Lahalo Krovedi Li Ismasa Biyodach Vezenedi Li Morim Magichi Krovedi Biyodach. He says, the masters of Mechoma, it's going to be you now. Yehuda is going to be, it's his job, the Malchus, the Melech's job to lead Klal Yisrael into battle. And they're the ones who are guaranteed, seems guaranteed from the Pasuk, that they will be the leaders of Klal Yisrael in this Enyan. So Rav Tzadok says, first, you see, there's an Enyan of Nitzochen, of Nitzuach. that Malchus, what's the job of the Melech? The job of the Melech, what's the Melech do if he doesn't protect his people, right? He's a great king, but he doesn't protect his people. He had that like that in, what do you call it, in France, right? World War II. Just gave over the Malchus to the Nazis, you know. What kind of Melech is that? It's not Bichlal Melech. Melech has to be willing to wage a war, has the power to wage a war. And if not, then Chas V'Shalom is Melech. He doesn't have a Din Melech. You see also, Reb Tzorek says, who else had a Din Melech? Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech. Aaron was a Kohen, but Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din Melech. He says, a few people have a Hibi Shulam Melech, Bisasef Rosh Hayom. Moshe Rabbeinu had a Din of Melech. Why did he need a Din of Melech? Where do you see it manifested? He destroyed Mizraim. Moshe Rabbeinu led Kivyochol, the battle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it was Menatzeach Mitzrayim. So the Gemara always said, you know, famous Chazal, it's always quoted, Man Malki Rabbonin. Who are the real Melochim? The real Melochim are Tamiri Chachomim. That's what we get from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had Din Melech, but we know that Moshe's Iker Koyach was that he was the Tam Tochim. He brought her into Klal Yisrael. But on top of that, the Gemara says, "Man Malki Rabbanan," that the Enyan of Tam Tchochem, Chochem Satera, is equal with Malchus. Tam Tchochem is equal with a Melech. Now, it's like there's a whole Yisod here that I find many times Rav Tzorek speaks about it. Things that happen in history by the Goyim parallel if things that need to happen in Klal Yisrael. Events happen in the world, not just a random, this is the particular war, a particular cultural movement, or a particular great event. It doesn't happen just as a result of circumstances that are detached from Klal Yisrael. Adrabba, the reason they happen, major events happen in the world, exactly parallels something that happens to happen, that needs to happen in Klal Yisrael. For the Yevonim. Yevonim, that's who Hashem Noim had to deal with. The Yevonim, they were the counterpart of Torah Shebal Peh. The beginning of Torah Shebal Peh is at the same tkufa, same period as the Yevonim. That's when really Torah Shebal Peh is disseminated. Shimon HaTzadik, Hoyim Mishayori, Knesset HaGdoilo. He was already one who met with Alexander Mogdon, with Alexander the Great, saved the Beis HaMikdash. Alexander the Great was a Talmud of Aristotle. Right, the whole cultural revolution in Yavon was taking place at the same time, Lehavdil Elef Avdolas, as the whole Torah revolution was taking place in Klal Yisrael. That the Torah was leaving the private domain of Yushalayim, of the Talmidei Chachamim and the Sanhedrin and the Kohanim, and there was already now a movement of Shimra Tzadei, Koyim Yisheret Knesset HaGdoilo, and Harbotzes Torah, the Zugois, and Hamed Talmidim Harbei. There's an ending to be Marbitz Torah with lots of Talmidim and Yeshivas, and the Mishnah eventually leading up to the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Nosi, the sort of pinpoints the beginning of this movement equals exactly, more or less, or maybe even exactly, the great cultural revolution that was taking place in Greece. And you see, what did they come up with? What did the Greeks come up with? They had a whole way of looking at the world. They had a way of Shlemus HaOdom. The Alter from Kelm quotes Aristotle in Sefer Midos. He had a book, Sefer Midos. I don't know what it's called in English. Aristotle had a book. Sefer Midos. He had a Musar book. Wrote a Musar book. Ben Franklin had a Musar book, right? They wrote Musar. He had a whole way of an outlook and a philosophy how to create a society, how to perfect humanity, with the sciences and the philosophy and the arts and Musar, right? Even Musa, a person should become a Sholem Begufo, Sholem Benafshay. They even believed on a certain level of Dveikus with a Seichel Toil. They weren't exactly my meaning like we are, but they had a certain concept of Neshama reaching a level that it could be Dovik with a higher, much higher being. There was such a concept. At the same time, Chazal were teaching the Torah Shebaal Peh, we're writing the Torah Shebaal Peh, and teaching the Torah, and disseminating the Torah Shebaal Peh, and it's interesting, the Dafka, the the thing that we talk about when we speak about the Yevonim in Hanukkah is the Choshech, the darkness of Yevon. I would say, Hishechshichu esay nehem shel Yisrael b'gzirasehem. Yevon, Chazal say that they darkened the eyes of the Jewish people with their gzeiros. What was one of the gzeiros? The most infamous of the gzeiros, the Rambam alludes to it, this in the Gemara Ksubas. The Gemara Ksubas says that they made a gzeira, Koshul Hamim, they made a gzeira that kol ha-psula ha-niseis lehegman tibor t'chila. That every Jewish girl, the night of her chasna, had to spend the first night with the governor. Come on, let's not imagine it. The Rambam alludes to this gzeira where he says in Hilchas Hanukkah, u'poshtu yedeyim b'vneseyan, that they also took the girls. What kind of thing is it? What? You could hear, you know, there have been times of rape, you know, pillage, you know, the soldiers get out of hand. But that wasn't, this was a law. Then it wasn't just anybody, it had to be the governor. The governor himself, every Jewish girl had to be brought to the governor, Tibor T'chil. And the truth is, the Ramah brings in Hilchas Hanukkah, that was the beginning of the Hanukkah, the whole Hanukkah story. Hoya Shom Isha Achas, the Ramah says there was an Isha Achas, her name was Yehudis. And she decided, Ad Kan, we had enough of this. And she went to the governor, like she was supposed to that night, but she just brought, instead of a nightgown, excuse me, she brought a knife and she cut his head off. Right? She cut his head off. And all the girls, good, it's coming to them, right? All the girls ran away. All the other girls that were incarcerated, I guess, so that they couldn't, you know, that they'd have to show up on that night. They all ran away. And that was the beginning, says Ramos, Megillas Tanis, I think, that was the beginning of the rebellion that the Hashmonaim took over. Hashmonaim took over this rebellion. So now it's talk of the time. That's it. We had enough. And really, it's a pella that we don't mention it in Ala Nisim. I'm not sure why we don't mention it in Ala Nisim. But the real beginning of the revolt, so maybe there's a bandoma that's chaylik on that, but according to the Megillas Tanis, the beginning of the revolt was not with Yochanan Kohen Godol Levono. The beginning of the revolt was with Yehudis. Maybe because we don't know, you know, exactly who this woman was. I'm not sure exactly who she was, but her name was Yehudis, that we do know. And she started the revolt. So brings the Ramon Hilchas Hanukkah. So what's the machshava behind such a gzeira? If the Yevonim wanted just to make, you know, trouble for the Yidden, right? So say anybody wants, go grab a Jewish girl. Dafka, the night of the chasana. Dafka, the night of the chasana. Dafka lehegma in tchila. What was their machshava here? I don't know if there's a parallel b'chlal in history, in Jewish history, of such a gzeira.
Yurta would do it sometimes.
Huh?
Yurta like to do that too.
That wasn't against Jews.
No, it was just in general.
But they grab a girl who was supposed to get married.
The Lord of the manor, right?
Yeah.
He had the first schus. Yeah. It must have been the Yorshim of these. They got it from here. Akavonim was his nimshach. I didn't know there was such a thing as nimshach, but they had certainly invented it. The Yevonim get this.
No, it was a very Greek Roman thing. It was very, like in Europe, it's where they got it from. It was a very ancient thing. Very pagan.
So there was more to it than that. So Sodik says like this. The Gemara says in Shabbos, interesting Gemara, we know that the history of the world was affected by Odom Rishon, the head of Odom Rishon. Gemara says so much so that the pollution of the Nochash, the poison of the Nochash that he put in Chava from that head, infiltrated all of humanity, and it didn't stop until Matan Torah. And at Har Sinai, Mamad Har Sinai, Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the poison of the Nochash
from the Jew,
from Klal Yisrael, and it stayed by the Goyim. Then when they did the Chet HaEgel, it came back. But once it was removed, it didn't go back in the same way as it did before. Al Koponi Posko Zumasan Nochash at Mamad Har Sinai. That means that Klal Yisrael was able, for a short amount of time, to live on a Madrega like Odom Rishon, without Chet. So it's a Ruchnistik life more than a Gashmis life. This is the Yevonim. It wasn't a coincidence they chose this. They wanted to put back the Zehumas HaNochash in Klal Yisrael. Every Jewish child that should be born should have Zehumas HaNochash, because the Zehumas stayed by them, and Amisol wasn't shy about letting it be known that it wasn't by us. And he said, okay, you're going to be like us. We're going to take away the Kedushas Yisrael, and we're going to put the Zumas HaNochash into back into you where it belongs.
Were the Greeks cognizant of that fact? Is it something like whenever we say these sorts of things?
On that one could say, probably like Chazal say, Iu lochoze maz lochoze. Even if they didn't see it,
it was there.
But in the every ummah, the Chazal say, has a shorsh ruchni, has a ruchnis root, where their force comes from. And just like those sources, more like you said, by Paro and Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim noseach reihem, when they left, when they're running out of Egypt, it says, Mitzrayim noseach reihem, so Rashi brings a Chazal, there was the sar shel Mitzrayim, like it was chasing after him. What's an angel doing chasing after him? He's supposed to be a good guy, Mr. Angel. That's a whole other. Tzadik has a whole book on Malachim, Psichus Malachi Ashuris. But a Malach could also do something wrong. In fact, there's a Malach Ra, there's a Malach Chabola. They're shading their forces of spiritual forces, which become through the interaction between their people that they're Mamuna on, they become forces of evil also. So Kodeno Kuzbochu Mapeluma Ashimapeles Asar Tchila. Kuzbochu doesn't destroy a nation until he destroys first their spiritual root. What does that mean? It means that the nation can't do anything without a spiritual root. Nobody can do anything. No human being, even a blade of grass, the Gemara says, can't even grow without a malach, without a spiritual force, which says to it all the time, meaning it gives it the koyach of tzmicha, gdol, gdol. It tells it to grow, meaning that there's nothing in this world that can really be explained purely on a physical level. Everything has a spiritual root to it, and individuals have spiritual roots to them, and nations, because they are a culture. Malchus itself, we'll talk about it more in the weeks to come. Malchus itself, the concept of a nation, of a society. Listen, there are other animals that have societies, but not many. It's a particularly human thing to create a society. Bees have a society, right? Maybe ants have a society. Certain fish have societies, but then certain animals also, but Be'ikar, the development society, is a human thing. Kal v'chomer, then you have a malchus. Then you have a malchus, and the culture that goes behind it is a human thing, and that has a spiritual root to it also. Let's see, from Daniel, the Nevuah of Daniel, the Cholam of Yaakov, the Malochim, the Malochim, the Malochim, the Yordim, Chazal say, who are those Malochim? Sar Yovan, Sar Bovel, Sar Bovel, Sar Pora, Sar Yovan, Sar Edoim. These were the spiritual forces behind the nations, behind the culture, the type of nation that would come out of it, and the things they would try and achieve. So there was the real milchama between Yavan and Klal Yisrael was in the area of Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not what was mentioned before, that the whole Yom Tov of Hanukkah is only Torah Shebaal Peh. There's no Torah Shebiksav in Hanukkah. It's only Torah Shebaal Peh. So when something new comes in the world, there was a tremendous koyach of chidush in Torah was coming into the world. The zeh l'umah zeh is a new Torah in humanity also, a new culture, a new malchus. Just like Talmidei Chachomim are called malochim, man malke rabbonon. We'll talk about why that is. So since there was a new form of malchus coming into the world, the malchus of rabbonon, the malchus of Talmidei Chachomim, the malchus of Torah was coming into the world in a big way. So too, at the same time, the zeh l'umah zeh, there was a force of malchus that was not just malchus for the sake of having a king and being his servants and rallying around the flag, but a whole shita sachayim. The Yevonim, they were coming up with their own malchus, man malke philosophy, man malke science, man malke architecture, man malke all the things, the chokhmas that they had, that was their malchus. Then these were two malchus, the malchus of Torah, kedushas haTorah, and the malchus of what we call it teres odom, what human beings could come up with. These were the two, the zeh l'umah zeh, which were taking place. So the Yevonim, their mechoma against Klal Yisrael had to start with the antidote kivyochol to Torah. You see that the antidote to Torah is zumas hanochash. Where do you see that from? That in Mamad Hasinat Poska zumas hanochash, to be makabel Torah, you couldn't have zumas hanochash. The pollution, the poison of the nochash is a stira to kedushas haTorah. So the first gzera, the meridig gzera, the gzera which concerns us perhaps the most in Hanukkah is the gzera which tried to take away kedushas haTorah. And that's something from within inside. This fits into what we were speaking about before. We have to stop now. That the real Kedushas Chanukah, the real Torah Shabbat Pass, to come from inside. Torah Shebiksav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came onto Har Sinai and He gave us Milamala. He gave us. We're the Mekabling of Torah Shebiksav. Torah Shabbat Pass, Man Malki Rabbonah, has to come from within. So since it comes from within, it's like the relationship between Torah Shebiksav and Torah Shabbat Pass is like the Chama and the Levona. It's like just like the sun shines from itself, and the levana doesn't shine from itself. The levana, yireach, is mekabel the light from the sun. So too, the Torah. What's the Torah Shebaal Peh? It reflects the light of the Torah Shebiksav. What does this pasuk teach us? What does this pasuk reflect? What the drush, the rem, is the sod, the yud gimel midas haTorah and the address of Bohem. What can you pull out? What shines out of this pasuk? What shines out of this word? This gematria, this the Rabbi Kiva darshan from the tagim in the Torah. What comes out of it? What shines? What emanates from the Torah? That's Torah Shebaal Peh. But we have to figure that out. That's even Nosnil ben Knoz, when the halachas were forgotten, 3,000 halachas were forgotten. He was mechadish the miatzma with the pilpul with the kelim that Moshe Rabbeinu taught Klai Yisrael how to do it. He taught us how to learn Torah Shebaal Peh. We're able to bring out the Torah Shebaal Peh from the Torah Shebiksav. So that's in as much as that Torah Shebaal Peh had to come from us, the Yevonim, whether they knew it, whether their Tsar knew it, they had to put something in us that would counter that Kriya. That's something else that Zahumas and I started with, perhaps in the most physical sense, with the Zahumas HaNochash, with this Gzeira of Poshtu Yudehem Bevenoisenu, that they tried to take the girl and pollute them with the Zahumas HaNochash. But what we'll Me'ez Hashem continue with later is the struggle between Shor Shebaal Peh and culture. That's really what we're talking about here. There's a struggle between the malchus, meaning the society, the culture that comes to Torah Shebaal Peh, and the culture and society that comes through Yavon, or anything which is doimly Yavon. Yavon and then Edom, whatever came out of Edom. We have here tremendous movements in the world that are coming to counter things that are supposed to happen in Klai Yisrael. And that's perhaps why the Ramban says that had it not been for the Chashmonoim who stood up for what they stood up for, there wouldn't be Torah left in class. I'm sure there'd be Bibles all over the place, right? There'll be even the universities that teach Bibles and divinity schools, and there'll be museums about Judaism and everything. But Torah, there wouldn't be. There might even be maybe even Jews, you know, like they should, the ancient descendants of the ancient people, Jews. There might even be Jews, some Goldbergs around, right? Might be some left over. But Torah Yisrael, there wouldn't be. And that's really the battle of Hanukkah, is the sheis, the fact that we have bichlal Torah in the world, and that's, you know, which will be misaligned with this. Yehudis teaches that Yochanan ben Kohen Godel, Ubonov, they teach that the only way that was achievable was a Mesiris Nefesh. They had to put themselves out to the point that they were ready to die for it. I was ready to die for it. That's why in Torah there's a din of Mei Misatzma Boil, the person has to have Mesiris Nefesh or Torah. It's Nefesh coming to Yeshiva on time, coming to Zdorim on time, learning the material, being Mashkiar Kop in Torah. This is little compared to the Mesiris Nefesh of Yehudis and Yochanan Kohen Godel, when we would all gladly, I'm sure everybody here would gladly pick up a sword or a spear, right? If we had to, the Goyim came with like Xerus against us, we'd be, you know, on the front of the battlefield. But the Tshuva is, Rabbi, so we are on the front of the battlefield, right here in Yeshiva. This is where the battle is taking place. And the more we mechazik ourselves in Limiter and in Tefillah and Shmir Sazman and Shmir Sazdorim, we weaken the Kriyas HaTumah that we all struggle with. Let's be honest, we all struggle with all sorts of issues that we have to deal with, whether it's in Deyas, whether it's in Hashkofas, whether it's in things that are happening in the outside world, in Parnosa, and Sneas, and all sorts of issues that we have to struggle with. And Yonim here in Eretz Yisrael shouldn't take lightly what's happening here in Eretz Yisrael. You have the whole world today. I was in Chutzlars now, there's a whole tumult going on in America about anti-Semitism, right? What's going on? You know, everybody wants to kill the Jews now. It sounds too similar to Nazi Germany. It's not bichdi. It's not bichdi that there's a nation that's coming up and screaming in the name of Allah, right? They want to destroy the Jews. That's the Reb Tzadok Yisod here. There's something. The Rebbe Shem is calling on us to be misur. There's something that has to happen in us that's not happening. And if we can use Chanukah as the muscle to that, look what they're doing. This Mesiras Nefesh, these guys, they're willing to blow themselves up for their cause. So you tell me, they're Stamishugoyim.
I'm Molik.
But Sir V'choisna, they made a shidduch together. Molik and Yishmael made a shidduch together. So today it's really one zah. But they're Moser Nefesh. They're Mesiras Nefesh. You can't be Masik. They're Mesiras Nefesh. They managed to blow themselves up for their cause. Right, they put their kids in the front line. Women, I heard when I was in America, there was a woman who
wanted to blow. The whole thing, they surrounded
the house with women.
And then dressed up the men like women so they could get away.
They're the Baruch Shem, we need some Mesiras Nefesh. Rav Steinberg always tells me, don't be an incubator Talmud. You know what an incubator Talmud is? Incubator Talmud, when all the conditions are just perfect, then you learn. Everything says that temperature is right, the position is right. Incubator Talmud, right? So we shouldn't be incubator. We should be loim de Torah b'mesiras nefesh. To be maimi sats meinu ba'ol shel Torah. Chazanish just we end up with this. This is really Chazanish says the mesiras nefesh in Torah is not just the shmiras hastorim. It's the shmiras hastorim alazon. It's coming on time. And it's learning properly. It's the amola shel Torah. That's mesiras nefesh. How much mesiras nefesh does it take to stay awake when you're tired? To learn the Taisa, let's move on to the next one. I got the Taisa of Marshall. I don't understand this Marshall. Forget it, let's move on. So what? Life can go on without a Marshall, right? Who says life can go on without a Marshall? That's the Mesiras Nefesh. The Mesiras Nefesh is that I can't go on. I'm tired, I got this excuse, that excuse, 1,001 excuses not to learn the Marshall. Not to try and work on this Marshal, not to try and work on this Rashi, on this Tosus, on this Ritva, on this Ksais, or whatever it is. It's schwer, it's difficult. That's the Iker of Mesiras Nefesh and Torah. It's pushing yourself, Be'ion, Be'machshova, to understand better Torah, to make more Kinyonim in Torah, to do more Chazorah in Torah, to Mevara the Torah with more clarity. That's the real Mesiras Nefesh. Not in any way to take away from the Shemir Zazmani, which we have to have. So Shem Yerav B'Zoyche, B'Marvei Kroi Shemayim. Thank you.